A special night in Minnesota as the Twins unveil Tom Kelly's statue. To the second inning, Victor Martinez takes care of a pitch from Twin starter Irvin Santana.
And the 3-2 pitch, a rocket to right, deep and back and gone. That one clearing the porch and landing on the plaza near gate 34. I mentioned that Martinez loves hitting here. Adding to those numbers, a two-out solo blast to right, 1-0 Detroit. The 3-1 pitch, a fly ball, trouble right center field, deep in the gap. Granit turns at the wall, that ball's in play and off the wall. Iglesias scores to second base, sliding up in a double, 2-0 Tigers.
3-2 pitch, and that ball's well-stroked right center field. Kepler's going to turn around, and it's a two-homer night for Victor Martinez on another three-ball, two-strike count. And now the Detroit Tigers lead 4-0. In the pitch.
Nice.
Driving to right field. That's going to run off Presley and right. They're going to hold up Sano. He runs through it. They're going to pick up. Dropped by Kinsler. Sano ran through a stop sign at third base.
Yep.
Cabrera cut the ball, flipped it to Ian Kinsler at first base. They had Adrianza out at first base, and he dropped the ball.
Little off-speed pitch there too, Danny.
Yes.
He got too much of the plate.
Runner goes in the pitch, a ground ball to short to his right, Iglesias. A backhand set, throws to first, ball game over. And the Tigers beat the Twins 6-3. Take game one of this three-game weekend series.
Minnesota drops their series opener to the Tigers on Friday, losing by a 6-3 final. And afterwards, here's their manager, Paul Molitor, to talk about it.
Yeah, they made him work in the first inning. A couple pitches that were close we didn't get, so he got, I think, close to 20 pitches, but still had a 1-2-3. And then he got ahead of Martinez there with two outs in the second, but he couldn't put him away, and he left a fastball out there that he got a hold of. And it just seemed like, you know, it got tougher after that. It didn't have much pace. I'm not sure if him and Jason were having a little trouble getting in sync, but, his track record and the way he can pitch around, maybe not having his best stuff, you kind of hope that he, you know, figures it out and gets you through five or six innings. But deficit got big, and, you know, they were getting some good swings, so we went to the pen. You know, we tried to get back in the game there off Sanchez. I thought he did a nice job of kind of confusing our guys. It didn't seem like we adjusted much to the off-speed repertoire, especially when he was behind in the count. We did get a couple big hits from Miggy and Adrianza, but that was about all we could muster.
You mentioned the chemistry between the catcher and the pitcher, and it did look like they were out of sync. How much does that matter within a game?
Well, those guys have been working really well most of the year, you know, but every once in a while, you know, either what Jason's, you know, feeling he's got or what Irvin wants to throw, you know, for me, it looks like they were trying to figure out the best way to proceed to get outs as many as they could. But because of that, the pace slowed down, and you know, he just never got in a very good rhythm after that first home run by Martinez.
How nice is it to see Sano starting to really click at the plate? Because when he first got back from the All-Star game, that's always a challenge.
Well, the Houston series, I'm sure that a lot of emotion was left in Miami, but you know, he keeps grinding. I always say that he's got a really good idea of how to use his skill set. You know, you watch him practice and do the things that he does, and you know, to go the other way the first at bat, and then, you know, get the line drive to left center in an RBI situation and keeping his swing short. Those are all good signs for him.
Longest relief stint I can remember by one of your main guys in a while. You think you've kind of been looking for a guy who can go a little longer. Is that going to be?
It's kind of, I was glad that Matty was able to do that for us. So we extended him a little bit. I don't know if he had that many pitches this year, but, he was rested you know, you try to map out the game going forward. I was hoping to get, you know, close to, you know, 2 1/3 or 2 2/3, and it worked out for him. But, we're using different people in those roles early in the game, depending kind of who's freshest, and we're still limited on anybody that can give us any real length. But, he did a nice job of extending the game to the middle innings.
For as good as Irvin's been, I think this was the seventh time that he's given up at least five runs. It's just one of those things where the command's not there. He just kind of sometimes snowballs a little bit.
Yeah, it's I don't know if I really have an answer to that. I mean, as well as he's pitched, you know, the majority of the starts, there's been some games where the numbers get a little crooked. And you know, you could tell tonight after the second inning that he just started laboring a little bit more. A lot of times he had chances to put guys away. The next thing you know, it's 3-2, and he's got to throw a strike, and they get a good swing. So wasn't his best night. I'm sure he'll agree with that.
Saturday, it will be Kyle Gibson starting for Minnesota against Jordan Zimmermann of Detroit.